Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Gimel Omer Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Ches. We begin on the very top line with Sif Yud in the Mechaber. We've been talking about a karpaf until now, whether it's hukaf ladira, not hukaf ladira, whether you can diminish the size below a base asayim by doing certain things to it. Those are the previous ifim. Here today in Sif Yud, the Mechaber tells us, Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzero, somebody has a garden in his yard, in his chatzer. So, im hu rov ha-chatzer, if we're talking about that the garden takes up the majority of the courtyard over here, so afilu ein bo el a beis asayim, even if this does not have an area larger than a beis asayim, it's only a beis asayim, nevertheless, lo yitaltel mi menu u'min ha-chatzer l'bayis. You're not allowed to carry from this garden or from this yard into the house, and vice versa. Now, let's understand this din. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, even though Av Shekfar Nizabaira calls that the Sif HaKodim, L'inyan Karpav, even though we've learned a lot of this, there is no difference over here in the basic dinim than what we've learned previously when we're talking about the Karpav, the large yard that you go and plant the Zaronim in it, for example. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokom Chazer HaMechaber, the Mechaber again writes over here, this halacha, Vishona Dinze, repeats it in regards L'inyan Chatzer, in regards to a Chatzer, to teach us the following, L'ashma Inan, D'chashem Shezroyim Mevat Le'mechitzo Shel Karpav Shehuk Fuladira, just like planting various sorts of seeds, grains over here in a karpaf, in a courtyard that was enclosed. So even though it was originally enclosed l'shem dira, but by the planting over there, you destroy this halachic status of being mukaf l'shem dira because it's no longer able to be used because of the zaronim that you planted over there. So too, kimo kein mevatlei mechitzo shel chatzer. The same idea applies in destroying halachically the enclosure over here of the courtyard. And we don't say, below Amrinan, the chotzer chashiva tvei. We don't say that a courtyard over here, this chotzer, is different than the karpaf. Below is batel b'shul zroim. And somehow we would think maybe that this courtyard, this chotzer, is not destroyed by having the zroim inside of it. No, it is. And therefore, the Mechaber wants to teach us this, that there is no difference between the karpaf and the chotzer. If you have a gina inside of it, if you have zroim inside of it, it will ruin it. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'od l'hasif l'var b'sif zeh." The Mechaber is going to further tell us in this sif, "Le'inyan tiltul min ha-chatzer l'bayis," whether you can carry from the chatzer into the house, u'kamosh l'var, as we are now going to learn and have already started learning in Sif Yud. So let's now go back to the Mechaber and understand him again. He writes, "Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzer." If you have this garden in your yard, "im hu rov v'chatzer," the garden is the majority of the yard over here. Afilu ein ba ela beis sosayim. Even if you do not have over here a total more than a beis sosayim, so then in this situation, lo yitaltel mimenu min hachatzer l'bayis. You're not allowed to go and carry over here from the garden part or the yard part into the house and vice versa. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Ayin Dalet. Afilu ein ba, if it doesn't have more than a beis sosayim, it only has a beis sosayim, Rosh Lomar, b'chol ha-chatzer, that's including the entire chatzer, the garden and the chatzer. The majority of it is garden, but the total area is a beis sosayim. El a beis sosayim, Sif Katan Ayin Hei, v'od in pachos, and certainly if it was less than that, the same thing would apply. Sif Katan Ayin Vav, lo yitalta v'chulei, you're not allowed to carry from this garden or chatzer into the house. In this enclosed area, which is less than a base sosayim, you certainly are allowed to carry. Even though the zroim ruined the shame over here of being mukaf l'shem dira, but since it's less than a base sosayim, you don't require it being mukaf l'dira, it's just an enclosed area, and you can carry within the entire area of the garden or the chatzer. However, you can carry mimena u'mina chotzer into the bayis. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ayin Zayin. The kivan din is batel hekev shel dira. Since we have destroyed over here the name of being mukaf l'shem dira over here by putting in the garden, hare kol ha-chotzer ki karpav diyama. We consider the entire chotzer just like a karpav. And therefore, you can't carry back and forth from the karpaf into the house, or the house into the karpaf. And this is true, afilu b'karpaf pochos min beis asayim. This is true, even if it's less than beis asayim. And this is true, afilu hein shel adam echad, even if it belongs to one person. Dershu footnote number 33 points out a tmiya that the Chazon Ish brings down, where there seems to be a contradiction. The Bir Halacha in Simin Shin Nun Tez does distinguish between the Karpaf being less than a Beis Hasayim, where the Chofetz Chaim seems to say that you would be allowed to carry, if it's Pachsu Beis Hasayim, into the house, as opposed to if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, you can't carry into the house. And the Chazon Ish is Tomma on this, and he says the Mishnah Berurah over here certainly suggests that you're not allowed to carry, even if it's Pachsu Beis Hasayim, into the house. Lemaisa, the Bir Halacha over there in Simon Shin Ayin Beis brings down that during on the Shas Adchak, under extenuating circumstances, where one person owns both this Karpaf, that's less than a Beis Hasayim, and the house, you would be allowed to carry from one into the other. And this would be true even if it was owned by two different people, as long as they made an heir between them. And he says this is also the Das of the Chazon Ish, Lahaka B'Shas Adchak, that even the Chazon Ish would say under extenuating circumstances, you'd be allowed to carry from the house into the courtyard if it's less than the Beis Hasayim, and there's either an Erev between the two people that own it, or it's owned by one person. The Mechaber continues and he writes, the Imhu Yosem is Hasayim, but if the combined area of the garden and the Chotzer is more than a Beis Hasayim, Lo Yital Tobo B'Chotzer, then you're not allowed to carry within that area as well, Elo Ba'arba Amos. It's treated like a Carmelis over there, and you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, and then you must stop, or else you'll be over the Yisur D'Rabbanan of carrying within that area. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nayin Ches, Rotsu Lomar Kol HaChotzer, this area that we're talking about is more than a Beis Hasayim, is including the garden plus the rest of the Chotzer. Sivkot Nayin Tes, then you'd only be allowed to carry Elo Be'arba Amos, Kidin Karmelis. As I mentioned, this would have the halachi status of a Karmelis, and Kivan Debein Kula Yesh Yosem Beis Hasayim, since the total area of the garden plus the courtyard is more than a Beis Hasayim, V'rov HaZroim Bitel, Shem Dira Mechotzer. And since the majority of it is garden, so therefore it nullifies its halachic status of being a Dira to the Chotzer, as we've already explained, the Chanal in Sif Tes, in yesterday's Shir. Mechaber continues and he writes, the Imhi Miut Hechotzer, if on the other hand the garden is only a minority of the total yard area, so then, if it is more than a Beis Hasayim, then it nullifies the entire courtyard, even though the Gina over here is a minority. But if this minority itself is greater than a Beis Hasayim, so then it does nullify the entire courtyard from being able to carry into the house. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Pei, Mashiyesh Vchule Rotsa Lomar, Imyesh B'mokum Azrua. It's talking about the garden part over here, so then it ruins it for everything. Sivkot Pei Aleph, After Chotzer Rov, Legabi Gina. Even though the courtyard, the yard over here, is bigger than the garden, Velo Nevatel Mimenu Shem Dira, Aydi HaZroim, and therefore the Zroim can't go and destroy the name of the yard on the yard part, because that's the minority, can't affect the majority. Nevertheless, Abel Al-Koponim Nevatel Hekef Lidira, Legabi Zroim Atzmam. It does have the ability, however, to go and be Mevatel, the status of being Mukof Lidira, because of the Zroim Atzmam that are greater than a Beis Hasayim. And therefore, Vasa Latalto Shom, Kivan Shem Yosem Beis Hasayim. And since you can't carry in that area because it's more than a Beis Hasayim, and therefore, once you can't carry in the garden because it's more than a Beis Hasayim, Mushum Zeh, also Gam Bishara Chotzer, you can't carry in the rest of the Chotzer, even though that's the majority part, because we view it, the Nifratzu Limkom Hazroyim Shum Mokom Aser, because it's breached over into an area where you can't carry. If you have a larger area breached into an area that's smaller than it, you're still not allowed to go and carry in that larger area, even though the larger area should theoretically nullify the smaller area, but since the smaller area is breached into it, so then it's considered like an opening of Pesach over there that is too large to allow you to carry even within the larger area. These are halachas that we'll learn a little bit later on in Shulchan Aruch as well. They're just alluded to over here, but that's why you can't carry even in the larger yard, because it's breached open into the smaller, but still very significant, greater than Beis Hasayim Gina over here. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim Yesh Bos Hasayim Opachos, if this Gina over here has less than a Beis Hasayim, or exactly a Beis Hasayim, Yesh Bos Hasayim Opachos, so then in this situation, you're just not allowed to carry Osa Lahotzi Mimeno Labayis. You're not allowed to go and take over here from the Gina into the house. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pei Beis, when we said that Osa Lahotzi Mimeno Labayis, you can't bring it into the house, what does that mean? The B'makom HaZroyim Gufa Mutalatato. You actually are allowed to carry within the enclosed garden area that is a Beis Hasayim or less in size, as we learned in yesterday's Shir, Kamosha Kosim Sif Tes. As the Mishnah Berurah over here pointed out at the beginning of Sifkot and Ayin Gimel, there is no difference between those laws and our laws. You might have thought there is a difference, but there is no difference. So this is the same exact thing that we learned in yesterday's Shir. Ella, what's the chiddush over here? The al koponim also lahotzi mimenu labayis. But even though you're allowed to carry within this gina, which is a base of sayim or less, you still can't go and carry from the gina into the house because kedin karpav shein mukaf ledira. This is halachically like a karpav that is not mukaf ledira, and therefore shein metatl mimenu leboys. As we pointed out, you're not allowed to carry from that zone into a house. You can carry within that zone, but not into the house. As the Mishmur says in Sifkot and Pei Gimel, Umashma Mizeh, we see from over here, the Al Koponim, Mechele Kechotzer, Shori Letalto Labais, that from the part of the Chotzer, not the Gina, which is the larger area over here, you would be allowed to go carry into the house, Af Kishyeh Shir Beis Sosayim, even though this is a Beis Sosayim. Kedin Kol Chotzer, Shemotzi Mimin Labais, because the rule is that any Chotzer, even though it's larger than the base of Sayim, is allowed to be carried into the house. As long as, again, there is ownership by one person or there's an area between different owners. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down, there is an opinion, you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Ayin Hei. This is the opinion of the Mordechai and Tosfos, and also as well the Ritva. Yesh Osrim Bazeh Lahotzi Af Michotzer Labayis, that you wouldn't be allowed to carry from this Chotzer that's greater than a base of Sayim into the house. The Af Agav, the Bechotzer Vegina Mutul Letaltel, even though you can carry in the Chotzer and in the Gina itself, nevertheless, according to this stricter opinion, Yesh Osrim, Mikol Mokum Le'inyan Klei Habayis, in regards to the utensils of the house, Mikre Gina Mokum Osir. The Gina is a Mokum Osir. Shari Osir Lotzi Menel Labayis, because in the Gina you certainly can't bring into the house or from the house into the Gina. And therefore, Mimela Nesu Gam HaChotzer Le'inyan Zeh. So therefore, it also therefore brings in and incorporates the Chotzer into the same halachic status over here. Mishum, because Shu Paritzu Basuach Le'gina, because those two are open to each other. And as we pointed out, if they're open to each other, it nullifies its status of being able to carry from the Chotzer into the house, according to this Yesh Osrim. The Hechish HaZroim Pachos Min Beis HaSayim, but if the Zroim, the Gina over here, is less than a Beis HaSayim, then Bevada In LaHachmir LaTaltom In HaChotzer LaBayis, then you would be allowed to go and carry from the Chotzer into the house. You don't have to be Machmir not to carry from the Chotzer into the house. The Yesh Mekila Mechazon Zeh, and then there are even more lenient opinions. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Ayin Zayin. This is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham according to the Mordechai, and it's actually, he says, Be'emes Lov Yechidohu, it's not only a Das Yochrov here of the Mordechai, this is also the opinion of the Rosh, and he says, B'chakon Zeh L'taltel Af Min Chelek Hagina Gufo L'Bayis. In this situation, there is this lenient opinion that says that not only can it carry from the Chotzer into the house, but you'd even be allowed to carry from the Gina into the house. V'adim in Abayis L'Gina, and vice versa, from the house into the Gina. And we paskin, the Mishmur says, v'yesh l'smoch al zeh b'makom hadchak. One can rely upon this under extenuating circumstances. The Mishmur concludes and he says, b'chol ha-muskor b'kan, everything that is listed over here, hu b'she'en mechitza b'ein hechotzer l'makom hazroim. This is, of course, talking that there is no separation, no halachic mechitza between the chotzer and the gina. If there is, v'im yesh mechitza, if you do have a mechitza, however, separating the two, then ein chelik echad shayach lechaveru klal. Now it's not considered breached one into the other. Now they're two totally separate entities, and one has nothing to do with the other. One can't subordinate the other. And therefore, v'im kein, chelik echotzer dino kechotzer. Therefore, in that situation where there's a mechitza separating the gina from the chotzer, so then the chotzer is a separate entity and has the halachic status of the chotzer. And mutal letalto b'kulo mimenu lebayis, and you can carry within this entire chotzer, and you can carry certainly from the chotzer into the house and from the house into the chotzer. Again, assuming it's owned by one person, or if it's owned by two people, that they made an Erev. Umakom ha-nizra hu nidon liatzul. And in this situation where there's a mechitza between the Gina and the Chatzer, so just like the Chatzer is a separate entity, so too the Gina is considered a separate entity. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'mchelek ha-nizra hu yosu mibeis ha-sayim. If the Gina part, if the planted part, is bigger than a beis ha-sayim, then that halachic status of the Gina, dino kikarmelis, also letatel apesocho, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry anywhere within that Gina. It's too big. The kol shekein, and certainly you wouldn't be allowed lehotzi mimenu lechotzer to go bring anything from the Gina into the chotzer, or lehefich, or from the chotzer into the Gina. The chotzer dino kirishus hayochid gomer, because the chotzer is a vaday rishus hayochid. This Gina we treat as a karmelis, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one into the other. However, if the Gina, im hurak beis sasayim apachos, if it's equal to or less than a beis sasayim, so then, mutal letalto b'kulo, since it's enclosed, you are allowed to carry within it. And therefore, you'll be allowed to carry from the Gina into the Chotzer, and the Chotzer into the Gina, because they're both halakhically the same status. However, the one thing you couldn't do is chutz kelim sheshav subabayis, but things that are in the house, also lehotzim in a chotzer legina, that you brought from the house into the chotzer, which you're allowed to do, you can't bring those from the chotzer into the gina. Akin roi. Therefore, a person should be very careful. Shelo lechol or lishtos begina b'Shabbos. Don't go and eat in your garden on Shabbos, because you know what's going to happen over here? This gina is not allowed to be carried into the house. We're talking about a large gina over here. You're not allowed to go carry things from this gina into the house. The efshel is arbeze, but you're not going to be careful about it because you're going to go through the courtyard. V'choshekein b'mu yosim b'beis asayim d'osib b'tiltu yosim yarba abbas. And certainly, if it's larger than the beis asayim, you can't carry it within it at all. So therefore, halach lemaisa, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us over here, be careful not to eat in your gina over here on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 37 brings down an additional reason not to eat in your gina on Shabbos, brought down from the Ramah in Simon Shin Lamed Vav, sheish locho shema yiplu shamayim v'yatzmichu, that you may come in your normal eating to drip some water onto the ground, and it will be, so to say, water in the ground, you'll cause things to grow there. So that's another reason why you shouldn't eat in your gina. Here in this Sif over here, we're talking about the reasons from a pure carrying point of view. The Ramah in Shin Lamed Vav tells us an additional reason from a overall Shabbos point of view. With that, we conclude today's shiur.